This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 13th, episode 1299, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say, Glenn, that I would like everybody to publicly raise your right hand in the air. Glenn, are you raising your right hand?
Listeners,
raise your right hand.
They're in the air.
I solemnly swear and promise with all of my heart.
I solemnly swear and promise with all my heart.
Now, this goes more for like our listeners, but you still kind of have to do it. Okay. Jennifer, too, I hope you're doing it. To never, ever, ever post. Raise your hand.
To never, ever, ever post.
An adoptable or for sale animal on Jamie's Facebook page ever again.
What'd you buy now?
Just say it.
To never adopt or never post an adoptable anything on Jamie's page again, including children, husbands, or four-legged animals.
Seriously, people. So some listener, let me go to my page and let's just review. So Angelina McIntyre posts a pure Spanish Andalusian colt for sale.
No.
It's like 2 years old. Oh, it's so stinking cute. And I click on it, of course, and I'm like, wow, that's a really pretty colt, and someday I will own something like that. Well, it's not even that badly priced, $4,000. God, he's so cute. I can't stand it. And I'm reading it, and it's like, oh, he lives in Seattle. I was like, thank God. Thank God he doesn't live here in America or in Phoenix, because I would just go crazy. And he's got Spanish blood, and just like he's going to be super typey, and he's gorgeous. So I just got a message from my friend Donna. What would you charge me if I shipped that colt down to you to start and to start him Monty Roberts style? I don't have any stalls, Donna. I don't have time to start somebody else's beautiful dream horse of mine. Okay, he's a dream horse of mine. You can't have him. And he's only a year old. I'm supposed to sit around with this beautiful colt for another year and then take him. I'll probably take him to Monty's, start him out. You know, let's get him going together. He'll be like my dream horse and I'll have to hand him over to somebody else.
Yeah, but that's what a trainer's life is, Jamie.
Stop posting animals on my page, because some way or another they will end up at my house, and it's just not fair. It's just not fair. Do you know that this basset hound of mine, this sweet angel, half-dead basset hound that I brought home, feels like a puppy now and plays and barks all the time.
And he has that deep sort of barky bark. Yeah.
And Chad's like, I don't know what we're going to do. He's like, I can't take it. I got to go inside. And I'm like, he'll settle down. These animals are running my life right now. And this beautiful Andalusian colt, do I really need another horse? It can't even be mine. It's not even fair. Okay, stop. Everybody who raised their hand, you have to promise you will never post another adoptable or for sale animal on my page ever again.
You need to hire Jennifer as a screener for your page, that she keeps an eye on your page all day long and deletes everything before you see it. She has to approve all submissions.
Approve all submissions and then not post them. So my crazy friend, this is my best friend, Donna, who had this, and I'll give you a little brief background, had this guy that they were going to get married and sail the world. So she sold her horse and got him a great home and was going to sail the world, and they just broke up.
That's not the Donna we know, right?
It might be.
Oh, okay. And I know what you're talking about.
And she didn't say that the horse needed to.
So she saw that on your page.
He wasn't the perfect horse for her. So she sold him. She had him for a long time, loved him. He's still at the same place you boarded. So she found him a great home and was going to get out of horses and sail the world. And now she's like, oh, let me buy a baby. And delusion.
Well, you know, if you're going to do that, it's really good that you break up before you're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, no, I told her that.
Because like, that God. Would suck.
Imagine, like, you wanted to throw him over the edge. Yeah. You're hormonal. You're
standing on the bow trying to flag down tankers. You'd rather be on a tanker with a bunch of 20 guys who haven't seen a girl in 3 weeks than on the boat with him.
Yeah, exactly. I'll swim for it. Yeah. I'll join the U.S. Navy. Whatever. I don't care.
Call in the Coast Guard. Come save me. Yeah.
So I did. I know. It was definitely one of those things where, thank God you broke up with him now, as opposed to sailing around the world and getting halfway in the middle of the ocean and being like, wow, I don't like you at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And this sucks. I hate the ocean, which is what I would say. So anyway, so now she's reverting back to the horse world. Apparently this message just came in and she wants to buy the horse that somebody posted on my page and then send it to me.
Jamie, is your phone nearby?
Oh, I'll get rid of it.
It's
People are sending me other animals. Thank you, people.
That's what I think it was. All right. Well, there we go. I think we can end the show now. That was about good. Now my energy's gone. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up. That's the wrong page. That's the classifieds. Okay. On today's Kentucky Performance Product Freestyle Friday edition. It's a full hour of OTTV fun and games as we visit with three of this year's participants. First up, one of the judges and our favorite Mustang eventer, Elisa Wallace. And then galloping in a close second competitor, Amy Lent, who jumped into the deep end by competing three different horses in four different disciplines over the weekend. And then coming in at the finish, Canadian eventer, Tick Maynard, who took fifth place in the freestyle. And if that weren't enough, the EquityMFG.com really bad ad demonstrates that bad riding and bad horsemanship are universal. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer, very much. Daily Winnie time. My Daily Winnie goes out to Sayward from the Chamberlain's Law Firm in Canberra in Australia. They dropped us a note yesterday and are big listeners to our show down there. So we wanted to welcome them and thank them for listening. Appreciate that. It's always fun to hear from people from other countries. Absolutely. Although I will say, when you're a business owner and have been a business owner for as long as I have, when you get emails or letters from law firms, it's always makes your stomach go. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. Yeah, why? Don't use letterhead.
Don't send it on official letterhead. Thank you very much. But we do appreciate you listening. It's a lot of fun.
This is so exciting. My Daily Winnie goes to the movie Unbranded. And I'm telling you why. Because you guys go to unbrandedthefilm.com. And you can look. I mean, this movie is making its way around the country right now. And there's a unbrandedthefilm.com, and you can click on screenings and see where the screenings are in your area. And then you click on that and you can buy tickets, because a lot of these need a certain amount of sales for tickets to even show the movie. And I was looking for Phoenix and it wasn't anywhere until I scrolled all the way to the very bottom and saw a map. And so I look at yourself on the map. I clicked on it, and it's a benefit for wild horse adoptions that is going on, and it is going to be December 8th at 7 p.m., but they have to sell tickets. And unfortunately, nobody has bought a ticket for this thing yet. They need 49 people to buy tickets. So if you're in the Phoenix area, please, let's all go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It'd be so fun. And then the other thing is, if you just look at it for – events in your area, unbrandedthefilm.com. You can find movies. I'm not getting paid for this. I just really want to see it on the big screen. It looks epic and amazing. And I think
we can make it a Horse Radio Network night, because our showing, the only one that's showing in our area, is in Gainesville. And it's at the Hippodrome on December the 8th at 7 p.m. Same time.
Nice.
So we were there. They needed 60 some and there were nobody. So I bought the first two. And now that we have 16, I've been trying to promote it. We need 51 more. So if you're in our area, you're coming into Ocala for the holidays or whatever for the winter, December 8th at 7 p.m. And we can be texting each other. We can be periscoping from both ends of the country.
Except yours is going to play 2 hours before mine. So yours will be over while mine's starting. So please don't periscope the movie.
I forgot. All right. Yeah. But the same night, we can talk about it the next day on the show. So we need to make this a party, people. Get your tickets in.
UnbrandedTheFilm.com. Go see it. I mean, it just looks amazing. And yes, I'm going to buy it anyway. Because, I mean,
for those who don't know,
yeah, you got to see it. It's these. Do you have like the kind of. A Reader's Digest version of what it's about.
Four young cowboys hatch an outrageous plot to adopt, train, and ride a string of Mustangs 3,000 miles from Mexico to Canada through the wildest terrain of the American West.
Yes. God, come on. Are you kidding me? That sounds amazing.
And a lot of our listeners have already seen it, and they are saying, like Robin Kane saw it and said, you'll be glad you saw it. You guys need to see this great movie. And just a whole bunch of people saying they saw it already and loved it. We actually talked to them while they were on the trail in the mountains of some godforsaken place on the show here when they were actually doing the ride. So
yeah, and I wasn't here that day, so I'm pretty irritated about that still.
All right, let's before we get to our first guest real quick, Radiothon's coming up. We need you to start getting your submissions in for the voicemails that we will play all day long. And we have now approaching $3,000 in prizes. A matter of fact, Cavallo boots, you know, the pull-on boots that for the horses that we use for my ponies here. We all, Beaker and Scooter, both use Cavallo boots. They upped their donation from 3 sets of boots to 6 sets of boots.
Thor needs some for the trail rides, so how can I win them?
We're talking over $700 in just boots alone.
That's amazing.
That we're going to be giving away all day long. But the only way you qualify is you have to submit a voicemail ahead of time. And we want you to, you know, either be creative or not. Doesn't matter. You have to submit a voicemail. And or
there's so many prizes. If you submit a voicemail, you are probably going to win something.
There's a lot of prizes. Our grand prize just went up at the end of the day. We're taking all the prize. Everybody that submitted or called in live. That's the other way you qualify. Call in live that day. But we're taking everybody and putting them in a pile. And we're doing a drawing for a grand prize, which is Benefab, one of their amazing ceramic sheets that's worth $400, a gift pack from Soar No More worth over $200, and now Weatherbeta is going to be throwing in a pair of boots and a blanket.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like $800-$900 grand prize at the end of the day. So we wanted to give everybody, this was Robin's idea. Robin Donahue said, well, why don't you play some examples from past years so people can get their juices flowing as to what we're looking for. You can send a simple one in, something like this. From our friend Doreen in Long Island.
Hello, this is Doreen Rose from Long Island, wishing everybody at the Horse Radio Network a very happy holiday season. I'm
wishing you a very little help from Templeton Thompson there.
She's a great singer. She sounds like Templeton.
So it can be very simple like that. It doesn't have to be complicated. Or you can get very creative like Linda did with the 12 days.
Hi, Glenn, Jen, Jamie, Helena, and all the HRN hosts. This is Linda Gettig from Salt Lake City, wishing you all a Merry Christmas with a little song I borrowed. With apologies in advance. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 awesome hosts, 11 flexing forth, 10 Durant checks, 9 bad ads, 8 arena letters, 7 fox hunts, 6 horse child, 5 round pens. 4 join us, 3 unicorns, many laughs to count, and an HRN podcast for free. Merry Christmas, everyone.
See, you can get creative like that, or...
Now, the music you put in...
I actually did some editing on a lot of these, yeah.
Okay, so Glenn will make you sound even better.
That's right. And then one of the real clever ones that we had was from our friend, the Ice Road Trucker, Lisa Kelly, who listens to our show while she's driving the ice roads and doing her TV show. And of course, she's very famous now. She has over 500,000 followers on Facebook. But she stopped along the ice road because she had an inspiration, and this was it. I added some of the sound effects.
I love that sound effect.
Good morning, horses in the morning. This is Lisa Kelly, and I wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas with a little poem I made up.
Had to make it dramatic.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house, all the critters were stirring, even my spouse. My hubby has back pain, a herniated disc, that causes him to kick with a lot of frisk. The kitties are nocturnal and currently engaged in a fight, screeching and howling over a dead Christmas sprite. The horses are kicking the feed dish, proclaiming they'll eat whenever they wish. The dog lifts her head and opens an eye as I grab my things and wave goodbye. I'm off to work, you see, because I promised to work this Christmas Eve. As I started my semi and climbed inside, skipping Christmas one more year, I justified. I banged to a load and started my haul, a little more money to finish the stall. Only one more year, I promised my honey. You know how badly we need the money. But I had said this year after year, and I knew I was lying, and so did my dear. Because bills keep coming and things which to spend, I knew the cycle would never really end. We always think just a little bit more, and that soon becomes our eternal war. So while I'm sitting on the road alone, remember that who you've left at home. Don't do as I do as I say, and have yourself a Merry Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, guys, from the road.
That's Lisa Kelly, Ice Road Trucker from the TV show, and she pulled over in the ice roads to send us that. It was really clever. So we'll give you some more examples, but we want to get your juices flowing. Go to horseradionetwork.com, click on the banner for the Radiothon in the middle of the page, and all the details are on there about how you can submit your entries to win up to $5,000 in prizes. All right, Jamie, first guest is ready.
All right, fantastic. Well, we are really lucky to have... You guys might have heard of her. Her name is Alisa Wallace. Hey, Alisa, how are ya?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
I would like to hold you personally responsible for how I'm doing right now. I was out jumping.
Well, it's about dang time. That's all I gotta say.
Well, I would like to hold you personally responsible for the fact that I can't turn my neck because I was jumping my Mustang last night, and he is a one-man wrecking crew. He literally, if he has a show jump, he's just gonna like plow through it. So I need a little help, a little advice on how to get my Mustang to actually jump over the fences.
I've seen the video. He jumps over them. Just put them up higher.
Yeah. No, he did not last night feel like
there's an inventor's solution. Oh, hell. Just make him 4 foot. He'll jump them.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Well, he looks game. So when are you getting your next one?
Oh my gosh, I would love to have one. I was just saying on the show this morning that I'm actually minus one stall. I actually have a horse not even in a stall right
Uh-oh.
Now. So we're a little overwhelmed right now, but I just want to thank you so much for just encouraging and forcing me and twisting my arm to go get this Mustang. I just love him so much.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, now we were actually here to talk to you a little bit about the Retired Racehorse Project, and you were a judge in the freestyle part. And I thought, who better to judge a freestyle makeover than the winner of Mustang Makeovers herself, Alisa Wallace? So, talk to us a little bit about the Retired Racehorse Project.
Yeah, it's a really great program that they have going, really trying to bring attention to the thoroughbreds, just like with the Mustang makeovers. And it was really great to be a part of that and to be a part of the freestyle, which was really difficult to judge because of what was cool about it was very open and pretty subjective for us of kind of like how to judge it. So how we kind of planned and what me and the other judge kind of agreed on was we could base it on an A, B, or C. So kind of like in school, right? And so if I felt like that performance was a B performance, and then we would go in and put like, we had a number range for a B, whether it was a high B or a low B. And that's kind of how we did things. And because we didn't feel like, you know, there was anybody who was like bad. Everybody did great. And it's really cool to see how those horses, you know, are transformed. And it's really fun to see the relationship with the competitors, with their horses. And some got really emotional. There are times where I got like all teared up and I was like, oh, I need to like pay attention to kind of something else. but it was really, really fun. And it was tons. There was, I think 100 some odd horses that were there. And, it was just really great to see all the different, they had fox hunting, they had the dressage, they did the polo, they did barrel racing, they did cattle work. I'm talking about the divisions that they had. And then they had the freestyle, which was open to anything. And I might be missing a couple of things, but it was really fun to watch. And I enjoyed it. So hopefully next year I'll be able to participate.
Oh my gosh, it'd be unfair. How many horses were in the freestyle?
We had, I believe, around 30.
30. And so they just had freestyle being a musical freestyle, just an open arena to do whatever they want in a certain amount of time?
Yeah, they didn't even have to have music. They could talk about their horse. We gave them like 6 minutes, I think, per person. And so it really is a open, which I kind of enjoyed. From the makeovers are a little bit more, you know, we have the compulsory, which is more like of a Western thing. But what was nice about this was just really open. And for me, kind of, I was looking for is the relationship that the rider and the horse had, and, you know, how is the horse, was it relaxed? Did it have a good connection? And so we kind of just played on that. And it really got hard because some were really different and there were so many. And so sometimes you have to be like, wait, well, let me go back. I have to think, what are my notes on, you know? So it was really difficult to judge. But I was really, really pleased with everybody. It was very entertaining. And I thought everybody did a great job.
Elisa, we had yesterday, we had on the show Lindsay Partridge, who was the big winner of America's Most Wanted Thoroughbred, and she was riding the gray horse named Soar. And she actually brought two horses, and she said the other one was leading into the final freestyle there, and she was actually surprised when Soar won. But she was so sweet and so nice and loves these horses to death. And just like you with the Mustangs, I think that's what's come out of it is some of these people who haven't trained thoroughbreds before, and there were some of those, have really come out with a new appreciation for thoroughbreds.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's just what these types of competitions or makeovers do is they really allow kind of a breed appreciation, I guess you can call it. Because it's about, and how I grew up was basically with horses, if they have four legs and a heart and they try for you, I don't care what it is. It could be a saddlebred. I've been saddlebreds before. It doesn't matter. I mean, so I think it's just about appreciating the horse, and certain breeds have really good characteristics. And I think I don't really like it when they're downplayed and kind of the underdogs, and thoroughbreds and Mustangs can tend to be have a little bit of negativity associated with them, just because people don't quite understand them.
Well, and I think that that probably goes hand in hand with the Mustangs too. You know, when you get a thoroughbred, without a doubt. I mean, when you get a thoroughbred or a Mustang, I mean, let's see, your Rolex horse this year, by the way, congratulations, you were amazing, is an off-the-track thoroughbred. I mean, you can't represent that breed any better than taking one all the way up the chain. Talk to us a little bit about what you do kind of when you're looking for a Mustang or a thoroughbred, kind of, because I'm sure when you talk about the heart and the four legs, there's probably something underlying that you look for and you try to see in these guys. What do you think that is?
Well, when you get to the 4-star level, the horses really are different creatures. I mean, and Johnny is a special individual for sure. But just in the fact that he's just weird. But it's funny because Wynn, my gray little Mustang, is kind of similar in her behavior that I just have to accept that that's just how she is, as is with Johnny. Just in that they're a little bit of a hotter type mentality sometimes.
Does neurotic come to mind, Elisa?
No, I would not call that neurotic, because neurotic is when you have a horse. Often, I think it's when you have a horse that is too smart sometimes. So yeah. You have to recognize it. And what these two... Actually, they get along great together in the pasture, and I tease Johnny. I say that he's a gay horse because he really is fine with Wynn. He doesn't care what she does, but if he has his, like, boyfriends around, he is all obsessed about his boyfriends. But with Wynn, he's like, it's fine. But they really are, to get back on to what Jamie was saying, I kind of look for... I don't know, a horse that kind of wants to connect to me, which is funny because can sometimes be hard to see in the beginning or feel in the beginning. It took Johnny and I a little while to establish our relationship together. But gosh, once you get that, and it's the same, it's kind of how I've always felt about the Mustang. As when it's very similar to that relationship that you've built with your advanced horse, because you're asking them to do things that are life-threatening to both of you. And it's the same thing when you walk into a pen with a wild Mustang. You are essentially risking your life, and they feel like they're risking theirs. So there's this trust that both of you have to be willing to give. And so, I don't know. When I go looking for horses, it's just kind of a gut thing. Yeah. And It can be harder to find the Mustang sometimes because it's really a gamble, because you're just oftentimes looking at a picture or you're at the holding facility and, you know, you may get to see them trot a little bit. And so the programs that are able to get the horses out so you can see them are great. But that's kind of what I like about it. I like being able to go and just kind of take that gamble and if it pays off.
Now, seeing kind of your operation, a little bit of a day in the life video just came out from, I got it in the eventing, the United States Eventing Association kind of sent it out. Talk to us about, well, first of all, is Fledge like the cutest thing you've ever owned?
Fledge needs to get back more spotlight, but Rune is typically the forgotten child. I don't know, but he is hilarious. He's always been a goofball from day one. From when I picked him up, he was like, humans are great. And he's a really cool horse, and I'm actually excited because he'll start... Hopefully we'll be doing training level next year. And I competed him in the young event horse, and he beat a lot of the warm blood.
That's awesome.
And placed like third and scored a 72%. So, you know, he's a really good ambassador, and he's just the only way to describe him is he's just a big goofball. I mean, he will lick you to death.
Well, in the video, he walks into your shavings room, turns around, and sits like a dog on the shaving. So we'll post that video. It's so cute.
Yeah, so, and what's funny about that is I taught them to sit in the shavings bin, and I tried with a couple of horses, and I did it with Sled, and I did it with Nim, but Rune really enjoyed that trick. And so it's funny, because oftentimes they horses tend to have, like, a favorite trick they like to do. And so Rune's was sitting, and there was one day I was working him in the my arena, and my gate's like 3-6, and he goes and he's leaving me, and I'm like, he's trotting away. Come back. And I'm like, he jumps the gate. Okay. Trots up into the barn, backs up, and is sitting in the asada, you know, the shaving bin. And I'm like, well, I can't be mad at him. And I'm just giggling. So I just go and I gave him a treat, and I was like, okay, you got to go back to work. he's quite I have a barn full of characters for sure.
Yeah, you do.
Big personality. And it's really funny because the Mustangs and the Thoroughbreds really go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have another character in your life, and that's your hubby, Dr. Timothy. And I have to take this opportunity to ask you if you have listened to any of the Horse Husbands episodes that he has co-hosted. And I guess you're still married.
Yeah, we're still married. He does a good job.
Okay, all right. I don't know if you were not liking it or, you know, he hasn't really thrown you under the bus a whole lot. He's been nice, actually.
He knows better.
You can catch the horse.
He's a good husband.
You can catch the horse.
Why do you think I married him?
And what Elisa really means by that is he's an obedient husband. That's what she really means by that.
An appreciative husband, as I appreciate him as well.
Good cover there, Elisa. She's very good. Yeah.
Shaker.
Yeah.
We are a good partnership. It's just like with any relationship that you have with a horse.
Okay. Oh, lay it on thick there, Elisa. Just keep spreading the icing, all right? I have been enjoying doing the show. He's absolutely a lot of fun to do the show with. And if you've missed it, just go to horsesinthemorning.com and search for Horse Husbands, and we're doing it once a month. And he'll be on the Radiothon coming up on November the 30th. We're having a Horse Husbands Hour in the evening after everybody started drinking. And it's going to be men only, like all of our Horse Husbands segments are. No women allowed, and even Elisa isn't allowed. So
You can come on my show, darling. You're with me.
That's fine.
Thanks,
there's
Elisa.
No boys allowed.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that I don't have any stallions in my barn?
Girl, I'm all about the geldings. Come
there's
on, everything.
For that.
Hey, Elisa, what's the website for you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's the website for you?
It's
WallaceEventing.com. Thank you, Elisa. It's always a joy. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, girl.
Those two as a couple are a lot of fun.
That's why her husband is so well-behaved.
She's tough cookie, Elisa.
I love her.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to another tough cookie, somebody who actually trained up 3 thoroughbreds for the competition in Kentucky, and we're going to talk to her in a minute, and we're talking all around. This girl has severe ADD, so we're going to get to that in just a second, but first, we have to hear from our good friends over at Kentucky Performance Products.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf, the final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high fat calories, direct fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And we want to thank Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support. You can also find them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. They're always posting all kinds of great nutritional information for your horse. Well, next up, we have one of the competitors who, well, times three, who decided that training up one thoroughbred for the OTTB challenge wasn't good enough. She had to do three of them and did very well, I might add. We have Amy Lent with us. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Do you just have severe ADD? Is that what it is?
No, I just allow the horses to choose what they want.
Well, you did too. And let's talk about your three horses real quick. You did competitive trail and the freestyle. You did show jumping and the freestyle, and you did barrel racing with another one. So that is quite a combination.
Yes, it is.
Now tell us, we haven't had you on the show before. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
Well, I've had horses 25 years. I grew up in Pennsylvania in 4-H and started that way. I've shown every different breed of horse you can imagine. I've done Arabs in saddle seat. I drove draft horses for people. I did high school rodeo with a quarter horse. But my love is the thoroughbreds in the show jumping and hunters.
Oh, wow. Cool. Very cool. And where are you out of? What state?
We're in Kentucky.
Oh, you're right in Kentucky? Great. So yep. Tell us about your three horses. You did competitive trail and freestyle and came in second in freestyle. We just had Elisa Wallace on, who was sitting there watching you do this. And with a horse named Face of Glory. Tell us about that one.
Well, I adopted him from Second Stride. When we went to pick up my barrel mare, we looked at a couple others, and I saw him. He was lame. But there was just something special about that little guy because he's only 15-1 hands, so most people pass him up. But then I got him, and we got him sound because there was only shoe issues was his problem. And he actually preferred driving when I introduced it to him. And then he does all these obstacles, and he's just a really cool little horse.
Is he the one you drove in the freestyle?
Yep, he's training towards combined driving because he loves that more than riding.
Is that right? Wow,
yes.
That's terrific. I'm a driver, so and we do the driving radio show and talk about CDEs all the time, and we don't see a lot of thoroughbreds.
No, but he's one that everybody's like, are you sure he's a thoroughbred? And it's like, yes, he is. He's got a tattoo. He did race.
My wife, by the way, says she'll take him. You can chip him down. So
he's never going anywhere. He was supposed to be a resale, but he's a once in a lifetime type of horse.
Is he really?
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, he is.
And with that lame horse you picked up, he ended up being your best in this competition with the seventh in competitive trail and then a second in the freestyle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you hope to do with him in the future?
I'm working him towards the combined driving.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you're going to do CDEs with him. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you down here at Live Oak someday.
Okay.
Now, the next one was Play the Points, who you ended up show jumping and doing a freestyle with. Tell us about Play the Points. Great name.
Well, he actually had to sub him in. I had another horse that re-injured a bow tendon and had abscesses in his feet that we just could not get healed. So Play the Points only had about 20 rides going into the makeover because he last raced June 20th.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got him from Second Stride also, but they called me and said he was a problem horse. He was rearing and everything with all their riders, and I just changed bits and got his confidence with the natural horsemanship, and he ended up doing everything I asked when I went there for the makeover.
See, God love her. She's like me. This is a problem horse. Well, I need him. Send him to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Love it. That's and the same way of like, oh, this one's dangerous. Okay, I should have it.
Yep. I take a lot of problem horses in.
Oh, that's a good question then. You take a lot of problem horses in, and then with this one, it was a fairly simple change that affected his way of going and his personality. Is that always the case, or are there some that just end up being problem horses?
Most of them I can turn around. There's only one I've ever had that we couldn't turn around. But no, most of them I've turned around. I've taken some from new vocations as problem horses. And like the one, he was very mouthy, but within 2 weeks, my 5-year-old was out in the pasture hugging on him.
Wow.
So what methods do you use with your natural horsemanship, and what type of stuff do you do?
I use Pirelli, and then I've been doing a lot of the Double D and stuff too now. So we do a lot of round pen and doing all the yielding and teaching them to respect us, and then to show that I respect them too.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, that's really cool that you, you're out there fixing these guys. You know, everyone that you fix that's dangerous, that comes to you with a label and you fix it, you just saved another life. You know, I always say that an educated horse is a horse that has a better life. The more educated they are, the better they're going to have a better day. So thank you for definitely helping them like that. I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, now let's talk about something else you don't see thoroughbreds doing too often. There are a few out there, but your horse, Right Prissy, did you say that was a mare?
Yes, it is.
And came in eighth in barrel racing.
Yep. Yeah, she was actually adopted for jumping, but she hates jumping. So being that I've got a lot of different things in my background, I just started working her, and I put her around the barrel pattern, and she actually fell in love with it. So that's what she's doing.
Wow. Now, will you keep play the points and Right Prissy, or will you try and find homes where they're going to take them and really expand on their talents?
Right Prissy, for sure. She was up for sale. Cause I still want to focus towards like with Glory with the driving. And then I do like my hunter jumpers. So trying to find somebody for her, play the points. He's up for sale, but I really don't want to get rid of him because he shows so much talent for a high-level horse.
And this ODTV challenge was not like some of the other events with the Mustangs and things where they actually make you auction them off or sell them at the end. You didn't have to do that here, right?
Right, yeah, because otherwise Face of Glory would have never been in it if we would have had to get rid of him.
Yeah, you know, and then you would end up having to buy your horse back that you just spent all that time training. I never quite understood that, the way they do that with some of them, but, you know, that's just the way they do it.
Right.
So I never quite got it that way. Well, congratulations and thank you for helping three horses. Obviously, you help a lot more than that, but for helping these three horses out and really making it work for them.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
What's your website?
Actually, I don't have one. I'm just getting it built.
All right. How about Facebook? Can people find you there?
Yeah. Ramblin' Farm.
Ramblin' Farm?
Yes.
On Facebook? Very good. And
yep.
And we're speaking with Amy Lent. She did quite well. And I'm looking forward to seeing you when you get up to 3- and 4-star level down here at Live Oak in the CDE, all right?
Okay.
All right. See you then, Amy. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye.
Well, let's go to driving. We even got driving into it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I watched her YouTube video, and it's really impressive that you can do that quickly, get a horse going that well that quickly. It's amazing.
Her second horse, she only got in June. It's like some of these have had a year. She had a couple months with that one.
It is really impressive. Everybody that even took on that challenge, I just give them a tip of the hat, because it's just to I take horses off the track and retrain them, but I have my own schedule. And I'm like, you know, if we go somewhere, we go somewhere. Like with Norman, I'm kind of like, yeah, well, whenever he wants to go somewhere. And this one's like a deadline. Like, we're going to go to a national competition in, 6 months.
Right.
Go. Oh, my God, the stress that these people have to do. So I commend all of them for sure.
Well, let's do this. We're going to take a minute and play our song for the day, and then we're coming back with Tick Maynard, who was one of the eventers. He's a big-time eventer, and he did the eventing portion and did pretty well in eventing and freestyle. So we're going to talk to him in just a second. But first, we're going to hear a new single by Tiffany DeRosé called The World Is Ours. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Oh, there it is. I had to find it.
Champagne in the caviar, hide away your broken heart. we fall, we run until we all discover there's nothing new under the sun. Tonight they shine.
Well, that was Tiffany de Rosé with The World Is Ours, her new single, which has a video to go with it. You can find all of her music at tiffanyderosé.com or search for her on YouTube. You'll find them over there as well. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn DeGeek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We got really bad ads coming up. And of course, we're brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Check out Microphase, one of our favorite products. Horses get little grass over the winter, and they eat mostly a forage diet. Also great for horses under stress in the winter. So whether they're in travel or competition, check out Microphase, one of the terrific products at Kentucky Performance Products. You'll find them there. Well, our next guest is going to be coming up here in a second, and then we have a very special prize we're going to be telling you about that's available right now. First day it's available, and we're so excited about it that one of our auditors put together. So that'll be today's prize for really bad ads.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's really, really cool.
It is really cool. I ordered one actually already this morning. We're going to tell everybody about that in a second. Also, we'll give a little tease. We have a very special guest that Jennifer has set up for the Radiothon, and now the competition is on to get big-name celebrities. Well, we're hoping to, we have to pre-record this one, and we're hoping to do it after the show today, and we'll be able to announce it on Monday. But let's just say legend comes to mind, and Jamie's a little nervous, so it's not Carrie Underwood.
You'll know why I'm nervous when you find out who it is.
Yes.
Because this person is a legend, is a little salty, and is a little older than us.
Yes.
And I salty. Just
do I have to have, do I have, to have
huge,
my button ready?
And let's qualify, a huge, huge horse guy. So it's going to be interesting, and we'll let you know that on Monday once we get that, hopefully get that recorded today for the Radiothon coming up. But now we have our next guest.
We do, and I'm really excited to talk to him. I've always wanted to have him on our show. His name is Tick Maynard, and Tick is absolutely one of the most well-rounded horse people that you could ever imagine. And he's also married to probably one of my favorite eventers and the most beautiful eventer in the world. And so this is Sinead Halpin's husband. Tick, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you two doing?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you don't mind being Sinead Halpin's husband. She's kind of one of my idols.
I don't mind at all, and I've been called Mr. Halpin many times.
Bet you have. How are you? How's everything going?
Everything is going really well. I'm actually, Sinead can't hear you right now because I'm on the cell phone, but she's right next to me, and she's just laughing. Okay. We're on our way to Lynn Szymanski's wedding, so there's going to be a Mr. Szymanski out there.
Oh, wow.
Another week.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Well, I was trying to do a little research on your history, and what I didn't know, and shame on me, is that you were in the Pan Am Games in the modern pentathlon. You were a pentathlete.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago now, but I competed in modern pentathlon throughout university, and then full time for a couple years after that, right up until 2008, when I retired from competing and I switched to eventing.
And you have been on the Canadian eventing team since 2012. Talk about a guy that's just really good in the saddle, just to go from one sport to the next and be in the top of the levels. Now, since Sinead is sitting next to you, Does she, like, how does this work when you guys ride together? Do you, like, tell her things and she tell you things? Do you leave each other alone? What's the rule with your spouse being an amazing inventor as well?
I like it. And I think it's gotten better as we've gotten more comfortable helping each other. I was lucky because I grew up with both my parents helping me and teaching me how to ride. My mom's a dressage rider and my dad's a show jumper. And it takes a little bit getting used to having your parents help you, but it kind of set me up nicely so that when Sinead helps me, you have to be careful not to take anything personally. You just go with it and you take their advice and you move on. And there's a lot of couples out there that event together, and I think everybody has their own way of doing it, but it's working out pretty well for us.
Plus, she has a big whip. Big, long whip.
Yeah.
His mother was a dressage rider. He's not afraid of that anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how cool. What a great background to have. And so what made you get into the pentathlon?
I guess I did a lot of different sports in high school, and I think I wasn't quite ready to settle down and do one thing, and I loved the idea of multi-sport events. And just like eventing, the modern pentathlon community is a really fun, easy, great community to get along with. Everybody is nice, and it's an inclusive sport to be a part of.
It's so fun to watch too. So okay, that's awesome. So then you made the switch to eventing. You decided running sucks, swimming sucks, and you'd rather just go ahead and ride horses. So talk to us a little bit about your experience at the makeover.
But first let me just tell for anybody that's listening the sports that did modern pentathlon, just in case some people don't know. It's running, swimming, shooting, fencing, and riding. And the shooting is with an air pistol, but they've actually just switched after I retired to a laser pistol. So you're not actually firing anything at all. It's just a laser target that you use. And riding was definitely my favorite sport, but I liked running and fencing as well. Swimming and shooting, I was a little, those were my week or two events. Then when I switched to eventing full-time, I spent a few months at David and Karen O'Connor's place. Mm-hmm. And that's where I started learning a little bit about natural horsemanship stuff. And that kind of formed the basis, the things that I started learning there, that formed the basis for my freestyle at the Thoroughbred Makeover. And we had 6 minutes for the freestyle. And my plan right from the beginning was to do 3 minutes on the ground. And people that are involved with natural horsemanship, you know, they call it being at liberty. Your horse is at liberty, meaning you don't have a halter or a bridle on. Mm-hmm. And your horse just follows you around or can do circles, or you can send your horse off at a canter and then your horse can come back to you. So the first 3 minutes I was on the ground like that. And then the second 3 minutes, I rode him with no bridle, just a string around the neck. And I practiced it a few times, but I still wasn't quite sure how he was going to be with, you know, with crowds in there and with loud music and with people clapping. So I was a little nervous going into it.
Well, obviously it went well because not to give anybody a spoiler alert here, but you won the whole thing. So what I really enjoyed, and we just had Alisa Wallace, who was one of the judges on the show. And what I really enjoyed about this is you have a very frisky, playful, fun horse. And you just allowed him to be himself. And that to me, watching that, it was just such a beautiful thing to see him being silly and having fun and you just kind of going with it. And how much of what happened, what we saw, was the plan?
Well, I had an idea of how I wanted things to go. And I had an idea of things that he felt comfortable doing and happy doing. But the rest of it, you know, I changed a lot as we went along. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing for me with my horse is being able to have the horse do things I want to do, but be able to have him enjoy all those things all the time, or as much as possible. Obviously, just like with any relationship, whether it's, with a parent and a child, or a person and their dog, or a person and their horse, There's going to be one person that's going to be the leader and one person that's got a little bit follow along. But the more you can have them enjoy it, I think the stronger the relationship's going to be, and the more he's going to want to come back to me.
And it definitely looks like you guys have a great time together. Tell us a little bit about him and where he came from.
So he's 5 years old. He's probably the tallest horse I've ever had in my barn. I haven't measured him, but he's just a really big horse. I don't know. I'm 6 feet, so I don't know if you got a feeling for that in the video of how tall he actually is.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
But he's a big boy. He raced in Phoenix, Arizona. I think he raced 20 times. He maybe won 4 times. And a vet, actually one of the track vets there, heard about him and kind of kept an eye on him for a while. And he bought him off the track. And then his girlfriend, Kara Toy, she tries to rehome some of the thoroughbreds. So she had him for a few weeks. And then she sold him on to Liz Milliken, who's in Middleburg, Virginia. And mm-hmm. she had him for a little bit before I found him. And Liz had actually texted my wife, Sinead, about him. And then Sinead knew that I was looking for a horse. And this horse, I think, reminded her a little bit of her own horse. I don't know if you know Tate, Anwar de Conneville, but he's a big thoroughbred type. He's self-monté. And I think this horse reminded Sinead a little bit of him. And she told me right off the bat, she said, "Tick, this is the horse for you. I think you got to go out some more and get the horse." And I said, "I haven't even seen the horse." And she said, "Tick, you got to go get this horse."
It looks just like Tate. I mean, they are very, very similar. And they have a lot of the same movement, kind of free in the shoulder and very kind of bouncy trot and a very sassy kind of attitude. Am I right here?
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm hoping that Remarkable, my horse, is going to have the gallop on the cross country that Tate does. Because to me, Tate has the most amazing gallop out of any four-star horse I've ever seen. So I hope that, you know, as Remarkable moves up the levels, he's going to be the same way.
Well, you went in the eventing, and I believe it looked like from the videos, I didn't read anything about it, but it looked like you were going about novice, and you finished fifth in the eventing with a nice dressage test, too. I mean, but I tell you, watching him run cross country, you guys have a great partnership and a very fun way of going. And I love at the end where you're like, "Fine, just gallop." And because it's all online, we'll post a YouTube video on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, but it was really fun to watch you guys as a partnership. Was that a novice, and did you get to pick what level you wanted to go?
So they tried to set it up for the eventing portion of the thoroughbred makeover. Stuart Pittman and his team tried to set it up the same way as the USDA Young Event Horse Series.
Okay.
Which means you could still have a rail, or you could still have a stop, and you could still place above somebody that didn't. The judges are marking on potential and trainability. And they're marking not by the fence, they're marking on the quality of your gait, the style of the jumping, the horse's boldness, the harmony, which reflects the trainability between the horse and the rider. And then also there's a whole separate mark for the gallop, which is interesting as well.
Wow, he must have scored fairly well on the gallop then, if that's any indication of what happened at the end. Just boom, just the Glenn is a massive explosion of this horse just powering out. It was really, really cool to see. And I was kind of wondering why that happened, but now that the gallop is part of the scoring, I can kind of understand why you did it.
Yeah, so what's interesting for the Young Event Horse Series is they try to set you up for success by you go straight from the show jumping. They have you jump 4 or 5 or 6 show jumps, and you do that a little slower, and then you go right in straight from the show jumping to the cross country. And then at the end, they've marked a certain area, and they usually try to do it uphill, which is nice of them, where you have to show off the horse's gallop. And they don't really tell you how fast you're supposed to go, but usually, you know, as long as your horse is balanced and in control, the faster, the better. You're trying to show that the horse can easily go at an advanced level gallop and still stay in control and in harmony with the rider.
Yeah, fantastic. It was really fun to watch. So Tick, you have a website, tickmaynard.com, and we will post the link to see and Is his name Mr. Pleasantry? Is that his name? His jockey club name?
His jockey club name, which he competed under at the Thoroughbred Makeover, is Mr. Pleasantry. His sire is quite a famous racing horse for those people from the racing industry called Pleasantry Perfect, and his mare is a relatively unknown mare called Spare That Tree, so that's why how he came up with Mr. Pleasantry. But now he's going to be competing under the name Remarkable 54 is his full name, but we just call him Remarkable.
I love it. Well, listen, I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I appreciate you taking that nice horse out of Turf Paradise. So,
thank you very much.
A lot of nice horses that need this.
If you see another one, let me know.
Hey, I'll fight you for it. You find one of those. Tick Maynard, thank you so much. Give Sinead a big hug and a kiss from us, and we will talk to you again very soon. TickMaynard.com, and congratulations on winning the freestyle.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tick.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
What a great interview. What a nice guy. Heading off to a wedding of Lynn Szymanski, another big name eventer here in the United States.
Can I just tell you that it was fun to talk to him, but I was like totally nervous that his wife was sitting next to him because I adore her. And I just didn't want him to like ask a question and her roll her eyes.
Well, what are you going to do next week? Well, we can't announce this. What are you going to do next week when we have the interview next week? And we can announce this one coming up. And you're going to lead this one because I don't know what to say to him. So it's all yours.
I thought you were going to lead that one because I don't want to get yelled at.
Tell everybody that the George Morris is going to be on the show next week.
Just couldn't stand it.
We're allowed to talk about that one. The other one we weren't. So that's the 18th. I think on Wednesday, George is stopping by. It'll be our first time having George Morris on the show. And I think that we need to tell Leslie on Monday that we're just going to throw her under the bus. That we are going to tell George everything that Leslie's been saying about him over on the Horse Nation.
I think absolutely we need to do that. I think be like, George, have you ever heard of Horse Nation? And he'll be like, I hate those people. Or no, never. And we're going to get him online. I can't believe you said who we're going to talk to. My armpits are sweating. There's like insta sweat right now. My armpits and palms.
I will be glad to lead the one today, but you get next week. Because that's going to be more nerve-wracking. So now, I will say this, that Dr. Wendy stayed over last night. She was up at the Chi Institute, and so she stayed over last night. And she has bought the George Morris doll, has not opened the box, and is going to be bringing it to the Radiothon and opening it on the Radiothon. And all day long, we're going to be playing George Morris quotes from the George Morris doll. So that will be happening on Do you want me to get it early so we can play some for him on the show? Or you think sick of hearing about the doll?
Please don't. I just want to skate through this as peaceful as possible.
Practicing so you get used to it. Jamie. It's not quite got enough oomph to it. Jamie. Is that better?
No, I don't think he's going to. I'm not even going to tell him my name. I don't even want him to know who I am. I do, though, however, want to discuss with him one of my favorite things that he says, and I use it all the time, is you either get back on or you go to the hospital. On or hospital. Which one is it? I use that all the time. And it's always not appropriate. For like an 8-year-old girl who's fall off and she's crying, get back on or go to the hospital. It doesn't work as well. And I don't know how you could pull it off and still be as worldly loved as he is. I mean, my gosh, the guy is just amazing. So, but I don't want to get yelled at. Who else has interviewed Joe? Who does interviews with George Morris? Nobody.
Well, they do for print magazines, but then they can really edit. We got him live.
Yes! There's no voice. You can Google. You can't find a face-to-face, one-on-one live interview with George Morris live. You just can't because print ones, you just email him the questions and his people just email you back or he yells at you and you just take that part out.
You know, if we got George Morris on with Potato from the endurance world, those two could just go at it. It would just be, we'd have to beep every other thing, but it'd be fine.
No, I'm just a nervous wreck.
I say, pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. horse trading, but tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It's everybody's favorite time of the week, the Equity MFG. Really bad ads coming to you straight up here. And we are brought to you by EquityMFG.com, the home of the Flex and Fork and the Shake and Fork. And it is the holidays. You need to get your orders in now. If you want to give somebody the product that truly, or the present that truly keeps on giving all year long, you need to give them a Flex and Fork or a Shake and Fork. And it's really the present that keeps on giving for years and years and years to come. They will thank you every day because this is the one present that they're going to use every single day and love you for it. Funny story. Dr. Wendy was doing another movie. And a Ben Affleck movie, actually. And she was up in Georgia that she had to have her horses doing driving and she had to have her goat there and some chickens. So she brought the menagerie up and she was at the stables where the horses were kept during the week when she was filming the movie. And Dr. Wendy said, the first day, she gets her Flex and Fork out. She puts it there. She's cleaning her stalls and everything. She leaves the Flex and Fork by the stall. She comes back and somebody had stolen it.
No!
The first day. So she said, I scouted out. She said, I was snooping and I was scouting. And she said, I finally found it. Somebody had hid it away behind a door. And she said, I got it back and I locked it up the rest of the week.
Somebody else is like, somebody stole my Flex and Fork.
Exactly. So she said nobody else had stolen none of the, you know, the cheapy kind of manure forks. They were all over the place. But her Flex and Fork got stolen within the first hour.
I got to tell you, Wendy, you're in Georgia, honey. If you're anywhere near Atlanta, everything's going to get stolen.
Stolen.
I had my car broken into on a weekly basis. I actually caught a man with his legs hanging out of my truck window.
Oh, my God.
He had broken the window and dove like front end in. I'm like, there's 27 cents on the floor. What are you going to accomplish? Yeah. So, I mean, just stuff like that is, that's Atlanta. I'd rather just leave my windows down. Might as well. Just do it.
If you want the fork that people actually want to steal, and not those crappy ones you get from the chain stores, then head on over to EquityMFG.com. This makes an excellent holiday gift.
And lesson learned to you, Wendy Ying. They will steal your stuff in Georgia.
That's right. EquityMFG.com. Our prize today is very special. It's put together by one of our auditors and listeners, Robin Donahue. You've heard her here on the show before. She has put together the exclusive Horses in the Morning Bad Horse Trailer Calendar for 2016. Yes, she did it. She put together all of the pictures of all of her favorite bad horse trailers from this year, and they are now together in a calendar for 2016. You can get them as gifts right now. I went on this morning and ordered one. There's two different sizes you can get, apparently. You can get a smaller size for $20, and that's 8.5 by 11. And then you can get an extra large one that's 11 by 14 for $30. Buy them for your friends if they listen to Horses in the Morning, or even if they don't. This is a fun. When I started going through the pictures, you can see all the different months. You can scan through all the different months. When I started going through them, it just made me realize how many crappy horse trailers we have had on the show. We've had some real winners. So you can check them out there. Robin put this together. This is her project, and we're just happy to support it. She's gotten kind of the help of some of the auditors. And we're glad that she did this. We've been talking about doing it for years, but being who we are, we just never got around to it.
Yeah.
Now, Robin, on the other hand, has motivation and desire. So she got it done, and you can check them out there. And we're giving away one of those calendars as today's prize.
Oh, my gosh. We've had some really bad trailers.
We really have. Really bad ones. So that's coming up on the prize today. Check it out. Order your calendar today for the holidays. Get it done. Jennifer's going to post a link on our Facebook page. And you can also, she said, you can go to, if you don't have Facebook, you can, let me see what she says here. If you don't have Facebook, you can go to createphotocalendars.com. And just type in trailer. It's the only horse, it's the only crappy horse trailer calendar on the whole site. So, createphotocalendars.com and search for trailers.
I'm trying to buy one now. I'm like, do I go with the super big or the regular size? I don't know. I can't decide. We'll come back to it.
All right. And you're first up.
All right. Fantastic. Well, let me see if I can get down to him. Sorry, I was online shopping for a trailer calendar. Drama queen Thoroughbred seeks another temporary home. Oh, this is not good. Lila sent this one in. You know, I don't read these ahead of time, but just I always kind of judge a little bit by the title. And this one, Drama queen Thoroughbred seeks another temporary home. 8-year-old chestnut jockey club mare for sale. Never raced. Could never race. But you'll race to dismount when she pulls her favorite cliff diving stunt. Wow. Previous owner swears she received several months of training. We're guessing it was by a fourth grade FFA dropout. Here she's been started on trails, started over ground poles, and started driving us crazy. Her bulk and bolt make up for her non-existent buck and rear. Well, she doesn't buck and rear.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Ground ties with perfection. Only problem is once she sees you grab tack, she'll keep herself ground tied till the cows come home. Pretty sure the only thing she's consistent with is peeing torrents every 7 minutes. Gets along great with mares and geldings, both large and small, but be prepared with a blood stopper and alu shield every time you go to catch the thin-skinned masochist.
Alu shield, that's the first reference of that we've had on the show.
Yep. Just when you think you fine-tuned the art of grain and supplements to put some weight on her, you realize she actually volunteers her expensive feed to your fat Shetland pony. How else would she keep her bone-thin frame? If you think horse is right for you, think again. If you still think so, shoot us an email. I guarantee she's still available. Asking a negotiable rehoming fee to cover vet bills, broken fencing, wasted grain, and our ER visits. $9,000.
Whoa!
On the plus side, she's very soft and can hold up barefoot with mild work. Pretty. Probably would tolerate hunters. Oh, and she needs ankle boots. My only reason for rehoming is I've decided I want to actually enjoy being alive.
I don't know what more to say about that one. That one's good. Self-explanatory.
Well, well written.
Come and get her. Only $9,000 for this gem.
Excuse me. Or she was just venting. I don't know.
I don't know either. $9,000 tells me that she's not really for sale.
I did own this mare.
Yeah. So you know. Did you? Yeah. I think everybody has at one point or another.
Yeah.
Margaret sent in the following one. Friendly pig, $60. Okay, somebody told me it was a potbelly pig, but I don't think it is. I really don't know what kind of pig he is. All I know is he's very loving, loves belly rubs, is great with all other animals. He will follow you around like a lost puppy, and he eats a lot. Also, I believe he is fixed, looking for a non-pork-eating home. Well, at least there's that.
Why are they getting rid of it? It sounds so sweet.
Well, my guess is by her saying it's not a pet belly pig means that this is one big pig.
It's one big pig. We just don't have space for it. That's true. Somebody could sell you, oh, it's like a dwarf pot belly. And then it gets up to be like 900 pounds.
900 pounds. I don't know. And it's like knocking things off your counters. And
Yeah, exactly. Not good. Brenda sent this one in. Want to buy Arab riding mare, maybe two, for $500.
Of course you do.
Want to buy trained, registered Arabian mares. A mare or mares. Let's be honest. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Let's be honest. No one really wants Arabs in this area, except for a few of us crazies that like their personality. I don't want to show, been there, done that, totally over it, or any of that kind of stuff. Just want to romp on state land, chase some pronghorn, explore, no hardcore 4x4ing or cowboying, just riding on a horse that likes to buffalo you every time you pass that dead tree stump to see if you're paying attention. I'm so confused. We'll pay $500 for your registered Arabian mare because seriously, what do you need? A flighty old hay burner that needs 20 minutes in the round pen to get the piss and vinegar out of them before you saddle up. And the person that sold her to you probably said she was the best damn cow pony money could buy. Am I right? $500 in your pocket for Christmas and one less mouth to feed. That probably sounds pretty good right now.
He's a used car salesman.
Seriously. Not interested in a horse with chronic health issues. And you want to be the cool kid on the block. And Arab's just the kind of get the old stink eye around these parts. We're in Snobsdale or Scottsdale. We're not in Scottsdale anymore, Toto. Time to cowboy up to one of those quarter horses. Seriously, they're the bomb. I kid you not. Somebody should punch this person in the face. Did you want to punch this person in the face while I was reading that?
I wonder how many calls he got. Again, I come back to that question.
It's always the question.
Oh, by the way, I assumed a male on this one. I'm assuming you assumed a male, too.
I did not. I assumed a woman.
Really?
I totally thought it was some salty, angry, older woman who probably, she wants a registered Arab mare for $500 so she can breed it and so they can create
more. You know, you're
more.
Probably right, because guys would not have put this much thought or effort into this.
No, they would not.
They would have said, one Arab. That's what they would have said.
Yeah, one Arab.
And, 500 bucks.
I don't know many men that write like this that want true. Arabians.
Yeah,
I just,
that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're right.
But I wanted to punch her in the face.
Well, next up is a 15-year-old Arabian horse for $1,000.
Ooh, we should put her in touch with the
We need to get these two together. She is a full-blooded Arabian horse. Her name is Fancy. She is a beautiful horse. She rides very well. Does great around other horses. She is just a great horse all around. Never had any problems with her. Do not have Coggins. That's why I'm only asking $1,000. With Coggins, she is at least $5,000 to $6,000.
What?
So we couldn't spend the $20 and get the Coggins?
Isn't a Coggins like $20, $25 bucks?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe does this mean the horse didn't pass the Coggins? In which you don't want to buy it for $1,000.
We're gonna put it to sleep in 3 weeks. Days once it gets past its quarantine. what on earth? I think they're confusing Coggins with registration papers. I don't know how you can confuse those, but obviously they did.
Yes, obviously.
Some people just don't need to own horses. All right. And next we've got another beautiful trailer. This is actually it's not completely rust covered. How about that? Selling our 97 chestnut and white pinto colored four horse slant load steel horse trailer with mid tack and dressing room with a full closet. Well trained and very loved. Ground ties nicely where you put it. Up to date on all of its vaccinations and farrier work. In fact, it just got new shoes. No vices other than the tack room door that you have to give a little extra pull to open. The rust on it is just cosmetic, and a new paint job will clean it up nice. Painting over rust doesn't make it go away. Wanting to sell them. That was just my little...
Yeah, that was a little add-in there.
I put that in there. Yeah. Wanting to sell or trade for something smaller, like a 2-3 horse, asking $5,500 or best offer. This is a really big trailer.
This is like 40 feet long, and it's a 1997 steel trailer. So this thing weighs about 8 million pounds.
Yeah. This is, they're pulling it with a dually because that's the only thing that you can hook it up to is if you have a giant one ton. I mean, this thing, can you imagine with four horses inside this thing fully loaded?
Trying to get up the hills of Arizona there.
You can't do it. You can't go.
You wouldn't be able to go to Sedona, that's for sure.
This thing is so heavy that it needed new tires because you can't keep them on there good because they blow out all the time.
But it's up to date on its vaccines and farrier work. So that's good. That's good.
It just needs some paint, cover up that rust, make it go away.
We have had some clever writers today.
Yeah.
Kathy sent the following one in. BOGO, quarter horse mare, $1,200. This mare is 18 years old. I have papers for her somewhere. Of course you do. But I never transferred them into my name. Of course you didn't. The people I bought her from said they used her in 4-H. She was a great trail horse at one time. That is all I have on her. She is brown with black. Feet need done soon. I had to go and get a job recently and no longer have any time or money to spend on a horse, and I am asking $1,200 for her, and we'll throw in a pony for free.
Yeah, don't tell us anything about the free pony.
Yeah, and also, this ad is a dealer, dealer, dealer. Famous line to the dealers is, I no longer need her anymore because I got a job. No, they didn't.
No, listen, you have a nice little 4-H horse that your kids rode and you just sold it to this person?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Let's vet your sales a little bit better.
And how many papers... we'll send you the papers. Have we had over the last 5 years?
Well, it's. I go back to buying the Duke, and the Duke I bought from our listener Betty Faye, and Betty received the papers on Duke. She bought them from a horse trader, and Duke is a very large buckskin. And the papers came with Duke, and they said he's a quarter horse thoroughbred cross, and he's a Palomino. And the guy was like, "Oh, he changed." Like, horses don't change from Palominos to buckskins. I got news for you. So when I bought him, she goes, these are his papers, but like, that's not really, I, like, she wasn't dumb. Like, she kind of knew. So I had him, you know, DNA tested, and he doesn't have a lick of quarter horse in him. Not a bit. Like, they could have sold him for more because he's actually a warm blood. So that's too funny. All right. Carolyn Johnson sent this one in. Carolyn, Tennessee walking horse for sale, 13-year-old mare, 15 hands, accustomed to the trail life. That's the title. Free horse tack includes the following. Brushes and combs, free with purchase of horse. Bridle and lead, free with purchase of horse. Saddle and saddle pad, free with purchase of horse. Hanging feed dish, free with purchase of horse. Winter coat, free with purchase of horse. Winter coat. Well-behaved and well-mannered, smooth ride. Gets along well with other horses as well as cats, dogs, kids, and even fine around wheelchairs. She loves to be groomed, loves fruit and vegetables as well as crackers and homemade treats. Doesn't mind her ears rubbed, not difficult or hard-headed. Won't put up a fuss when tacking up or when putting her winter coat on, although it's not always necessary because she has a beautiful, naturally thick, whiter coat that comes in.
Yep.
Diana. No trouble to unload or load. Up to date with all medical examinations, always negative. Currently barefoot, like rawr, barefooted. And she has no problem with shoes. She actually prefers them. So basically,
but we're not going to put them on because
my girl doesn't.
Yeah, we don't.
So she's lame right now, is what I get.
Don't need that.
She does need to see a. Oh, here it goes. She does need to see a farrier. Sure it was brought does. To my attention that one or two of her shoes came off before their time and caused a bit of damage to the lower portion of the affected hooves. She just needs a trim. Nothing that won't grow out and can't be managed with proper time and care.
So that whole ad about how lovely this horse was and all the free crap you get, and we end up she's lame.
She's lame. Like, how awesome was that? I called it out when it said she prefers shoes. Yeah. She needs shoes. It's just don't say she's fine barefoot. Say she's lame barefoot and she needs shoes. God, poor horse.
Robin Kane sent in a short one. Looking for ponies. This is in California. Looking for ponies. I break them. Are you ready? Wait a minute. Hold on. I have to gear this up. Let's play this first before this ad.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you.
Looking for ponies. I break them. I am 12 years old and looking for summer jobs. So bring me your stubborn, unbroke, pain in the rear ponies.
Oh my gosh. Is this like a little...
I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black...
It's like Monty Roberts at the age of 12.
Yes.
I can do it, but he wouldn't say break them. I would never send a unbroken horse to a 12-year-old child. What are you doing?
Green on green makes black and blue.
Well, perfect timing. Oh, dear God. Okay, Andrea sent in the next one. We have two left here, and then we'll get to who wins the trailer. I'll read quickly. For sale, $4,500, Hanoverian Stella, Song of Joy. Jumper dressage mare for sale. If you're on a budget and you don't mind quirky chestnut mares, this is the horse for you. Don't let her age deter you. This is the mare that is like the grandma that went skydiving last week and is planning to climb Kilimanjaro next month. We showed her in jumpers 10A and AA rated shows for 3.5 months. She came out sound every day. She never bucked, reared, took off, and would be too offended to spook at something. She was too strong for my liking, so at the end of the lease, I decided to keep her and try to breed her. Even though everything checked out at clean and a reproductive exam, she was bred 4 times with frozen semen this year and did not take, so she needs to find a new home. I am trying listing her for sale, but she doesn't sell right away. She'll be donated somewhere.
Let me guess. She's asking $4,500, and if I don't get that, I'm just going to donate her somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm confused. Like, it doesn't even say how old she is.
No.
So how old is she? Like, well,
that's what I thought was very strange when she said, don't let her age deter you, and she hadn't told us the age. And yeah. We'll not tell you the age because she's like 85.
Listen, yeah. This is a 47-year-old mare. Just won't take. I don't know why she won't be bred.
Yes, she just can't make babies. Don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh, how funny.
Kayla sent in the following one. Nice horse, now selling $800 in Garden Grove. Horse now for sale from me. Glad it's from you. My big boy Roy is a gorgeous 15-hand quarter mile horse with lots of spunk and energy. He make a great racer. If you are looking for a horse, come by and see my guy. I own the saddle that goes on him, so you can have that too.
God.
Buyers, I take trades too. I will trade for bluegrass instruments. There's a new one. Pigs, hay, or everybody take a guess.
Guns.
Guns. Exactly right. Big boy Roy. Come and get him. That sounds like a song.
How are we supposed to keep up with people having guns if they're just trading them for horses?
All over the country, apparently.
Gun control is a joke. Never going to happen.
Yeah, until we get rid of horses, guns are going to be around, apparently, because just go together.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are you going to pick today?
The one that still sticks out to me is the Drama Queen Thoroughbred.
Yeah, me too.
Another temporary home. Lilla sent that one in. I almost have to give it to her because that's just the most unique ad ever.
Lilla, you win the calendar. Thanks to Robin Donahue for putting the calendar together. Jennifer's posting a link on our Facebook page so that you guys can all go out and buy one or get 10. They would make great gifts for anybody in the that you know that's in the barn. They'd make terrific gift ideas. So,
but even if you just listen to the show and you like really bad ads and you only listen on Fridays, you need this calendar.
Yes.
$20.
Yeah. Morning Bad Horse Trailer Calendar by Robin Donahue. Check it out today. Thank you very much. And thank you to EquityMFG.com for their continued support and for being the most stolen pitchforks in America. All right, we are going to be back here on Monday. We're looking forward to that. And then, Jamie, you're going on the road. You're going to be coming to us from Oklahoma the rest of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to Oklahoma. I'm going to Thanksgiving. We're making my mother-in-law do it a week early because we couldn't afford to fly anywhere the week of Thanksgiving. It's insane. It's more expensive to fly during Thanksgiving than Christmas as far as our looking at plane tickets. So I said, well, Thanksgiving is going to be the second Thursday or the third Thursday in the month. So we're going to head to Oklahoma, have our Thanksgiving, and I'll come at you live from my father-in-law's office.
Good. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, everybody. You have a terrific weekend. Get your entries in for the Radiothon. Go to horseradionetwork.com. Click on the banner in the middle of the page. Been a fun week.
It sure has. And I'm going to go get sick thinking about George and Chris.
Yeah. George! Jamie! Get off or go to the hospital. Get on or go to the hospital.
Just doesn't sound the same coming from you.
No, I can't get that grit in my voice.